السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله، I hope that all of you are doing well. Today, inshallah, we will continue where we left off from our previous class. So, inshallah, continuing from Surah Al-Ma'idah, and the lesson today will start from ayah number 69, and it will go on until ayah number 71. And we'll just start first with the recitation of these verses, and then, inshallah, we will move on to our analysis and our theory. So, beginning with the recitation of ayah number 69. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئون والنصارى من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون لقد أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل وأرسلنا إليهم رسلا كلما جاءهم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسهم فريقا كذبوا وفريقا يقتلون وحسبوا ألا تكون فتنة فعموا وصموا ثم تاب الله عليهم ثم عموا وصموا كثير منهم والله بصير بما يعملون. Inshallah, that is our lesson. Ayah number 69 to ayah number 71. Now, inshallah, for the theory part of our class, we were covering the topic of mudud, or the lengthenings in the med letters. In the previous class, we discussed a new type of med, and this was the med that was known as med al-badal. So med al-badal, from the word badala, meaning to change, is when there is a med that is bisabab al-hamza, so it is caused because of a hamza. But something that is different about med badal is that the letter hamza comes before the med letter. So normally the mudud that we were covering, we said that there was the med letter, there is alif, waw, or ya med, and then the next letter is a hamza. So the hamza comes after the med letter, and this was known as med wajib and med jaiz. So in both of these cases, and med sila sughra as well, we learned that there is a med letter and the letter after is a hamza. Now for med badal, this is a little bit different because the hamza comes before the med letter. So it is still bisabab al-hamza, the med is still there because of that hamza, but it is coming before the med letter. So before the alif, waw, or ya med, there is going to be a hamza. And then when this occurs, when there is a hamza before the med letter, then it is known as med badal. And this can happen in the beginning, middle, or end of a word. So for the previous mududs that we covered, so med sila, for example, can only occur at the end of a word. And then also we had med jaiz, med wajib. So for both of them, med wajib, for example, was in the middle of a word. Med jaiz was only at the end of a word. So there were specific cases or scenarios or specific areas in the word where that med could take place. But for med badal, it can happen in the beginning, it can be in the middle, or it can also be at the end of a word. So for med badal, there is no restriction on where exactly in the word it has to be. It can be anywhere, middle, beginning, or in the end. And for med badil, it is going to be lengthened for two vowel counts like any other med esni. So it will be lengthened for two counts, even though it is med bi sabab al hamza, because of that hamza, it is going to be lengthened. We still will consider this only a two count med. So a very popular example is the word amanu. This has come many times in the Quran. When you look at the way that amanu is written, you see that there is a hamza and then there is an alif. So the hamza comes before the alif med. Amanu, and then you will pull for two counts. Similarly, in the word utu, here we have hamza and then we have the waw. So the hamza comes before the med letter. Utu, and you will pull for two counts. Imanan, iman, again here we have hamza, and then the next letter is the med letter, which is ya. So now this is going to be a two count med. A few other examples: al-qur'ana, hamza and then the alif med. Yura'una, we have hamza and then we have the waw med. Al-khati'ina, we have hamza and then we have the ya med. Ra'a, we have hamza and then the alif med. Waja'u, hamza and then the waw med. Aba'i, or abai, and then here we also have hamza, and then the next letter is the ya med. So in all of these cases, you see that there is a hamza, and the next letter is a med letter. So alif, waw, or ya med, and then we will pull this for two counts. So this is a very simple med. Normally when it comes in the Quran, you will just recite this as a two count med, and you see that there is that sign of med. We see that alif, waw, or ya that comes after this letter, and this will tell you that this is a two count med. Now, the reason why it is important to study med badal is that because there are four special cases of med badal in the Quran. So the one we just covered, med badal, is normally occurring many times in the Quran, such as the word amanu, utu, imana. So in all of these words, you see there is hamza followed by a med letter, which is very simple. It's a two count med, and nothing fancy or nothing special on top of that. But for med badal, there are four places in the Quran where there is a special case. So there is a special case of med badal, and this is what is very important. So we need to make sure that we remember these four cases. Inshallah, I will go over them, and then I will tell you the ayat that they occur in. And then if you all could go to your Quran on that ayah, in that surah, and mark it, inshallah, this will be a reminder for us. Anytime we come to this ayah, or we come to this specific word, then we will know that this is the case that we have to use here. It is a special case of med badal. So again, there are four cases in the Quran, and we will cover all of these ayats with all of the verses and the surahs both. So the special case here is that when Hamzatul Wasl is followed by Hamzatul Qatar Sakina, Hamzatul Qatar is then changed into a med letter, similar to the haraka on Hamzatul Wasl. Okay, so this is a very difficult definition of this. Inshallah, when we look at an example, you will see what I mean. So basically what we are looking for, or what we have here, is we have Hamzatul Wasl. Now Hamzatul Wasl, you will notice that in certain cases in the Quran, there is an alif written, and on top of this alif, there is a small head of a sad. So the way that you write a sad, or the head of the sad without the big belly part, you just have the head of the sad, you will see that there is an alif and then that small symbol that looks like the head of the sad on top of the alif. This is Hamzatul Wasl. When we see Hamzatul Wasl, we do not read this as a med letter. We do not read it as a haraka letter. It is simply omitted. So it is an alif, but we do not recite this alif. So this is Hamzatul Wasl. Now in certain places in the Quran, we have verses that start with Hamzatul Wasl. And in that case, then we will go ahead and we will add in our own harakat, because Hamzatul Wasl itself does not have any harakat. So Hamzatul Wasl, you can consider as it's a void letter. There is no harakat on this letter. Now when we have Hamzatul Wasl and it's followed by Hamzatul Qatar Sakina, meaning that there is a letter with a sakin, there is a hamza that has a sukun. So now let's look at exactly what we have here. We have Hamzatul Wasl, we have an alif with a Hamzatul Wasl on top, that's the head of the sukun, which we do not recite. So that Hamzatul Wasl does not have any harakat. It does not have alif, it does not have kasra, it does not have dhamma. So when we are starting the recitation, this letter itself does not have harakat. So how can we read this letter when it does not have harakat? If we are beginning from this letter, how can we begin this letter when it does not have harakat on top? And then after this, we have another letter, another hamza, that also has sukun. So now we have a Hamzat al-Wasl, and now we have Hamzat al-Qatar. So we have a letter that has no harakat, and then we have a sukun again, which is the absence of a harakat. So how is it possible that we can recite two letters that do not have harakat? Normally, when we are reciting a letter with sukun, we have to connect it to the letter that comes before. So if we have the word an, we have Hamza, we have Fatha, and then we have Noon with a sukun. And to connect that Noon with a sukun, we have to connect it to the Fatha or the Harakah before. Now, in this case, we have two letters, both of them do not have Harakat. So Hamzat al-Wasl does not have Harakat, Hamzat al-Qatar does not have Harakat. So in these four cases in the Quran, this is basically the scenario or the setup that is happening. So there is Hamzat al-Wasl followed by a Hamza with a sukun. Hamzat al-Qatar. So there is a Hamza with a sukun. So this is the scenario. Now, even if you do not remember the exact scenario, you don't remember Hamzat al-Wasl, Hamzat al-Qatar, I do realize it is a little bit complicated. Even if you do not remember, as long as you remember these four places in the Quran, and they only occur four times, and you will find them in specific surahs, in specific ayahs. So if you can keep a note of this, and what I have done is that in my Quran, I have written down next to this word, I have highlighted it, and then I have written the rules down in the margins so that I can remember for myself that anytime I come across this word, this is the proper way to recite this word. Okay, so if we all could do that, then as long as you have it written down, you can look at that as you are reciting, and you don't really need to remember Hamzat al-Wasl or Hamzat al-Qatar or any of the actual reason of why this med is there, as long as you are reciting it correctly. So Hamzat al-Wasl and then Hamzat al-Qatar is going to be what we need here in this med. Again, we have four spaces that this happens in the Quran, and the first spot is going to be Surah al-Baqarah, Ayah number 283. So this is the first place where we have this rule. We have Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah number 283. Okay, and this occurs in the word U'tumina. So the word itself is U'tumina. Now, when you read this in the context, you will see that it says Al-Ladhi'tumina. Now here we have a alif that Hamzat al-Wasl on top. Hamzat al-Wasl again is not recited. So when we are reading this alif, we don't recite that alif. And now you'll notice al-ladhi' tumina. Now I'm not reciting that alif because it does not have harakat on top. And the letter after is a hamza with a sukun. So normally when we recite this, we say al-ladhi' tumina. So we have al-ladhi connected with the next hamza. Al-ladhi' tumina. This is the first case. Okay, so we have a Hamzatul Wasl followed by a Hamzatul Qatar, which is a Hamza with a sukun. Normally, as you are continuing, you will say Al-ladhi tumina amanatahu. So this is the ayah. Now we have the question that if I have decided to stop at the word Al-ladhi for any reason, I stop at Al-ladhi, how can I continue from this next word? Now the next word is U'tumina, right? We have Hamzat al-Wasl and then we have a Hamza with a sukun. Now if I want to continue, how do I continue or how do I begin from this word? Normally when we connect it, it's fine to read. Al-Ladhi'tumina amanatahu. This one's easy to recite. But if I am stopping at Al-Ladhi, how can I begin the next word when there is Hamzat al-Wasl and the letter after also has sukun? So the answer here is that we are going to recite it as U'tumina. U'tumina. So this is again a special case. You only find this four times in the Quran. So first we had U'tumina. U'tumina. And then here we are going to give that Hamzatul Wasl a Dhamma. So Hamzatul Wasl now has a Dhamma. That alif that had no harakat now has a Dhamma. And the sukun, the hamza sukun, we are going to drop. So we are taking away the hamza and turning it into a two-count med. So from u'tumina, we have turned it into u'tumina. Now this is a two-count med. So this is the first case of med badal. So the first case of med badal is going to be the word u'tumina has been converted into u'tumina. U'tumina. And you will notice that u'tumina is easier to say than u'tumina. U'tumina is a little bit more difficult to say. U'tumina has also given us a little bit of ease of recitation. So this is the first case of madbadal. Again, let's look at it. الَّذِي تُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 283. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 283, we have the word الَّذِي تُمِنَ. And then here we have Hamza with a Hamzatul Wasl. We have no harakat on Hamzatul Wasl. And then we have another letter with no harakat, which is the Hamza with a sukun. Okay? So now if we want to stop at alladhi and begin from the next word, normally we would recite it as u'tumina. But because this is Hamzatul Badl, we are going to recite this in a different way because this is a special case. So instead of saying u'tumina, we will recite it as u'tumina. U'tumina. Alif has a dhamma, waw has a sukun, and then we have tumina. U'tumina. So instead of saying u'tumina, we will say u'tumina. Now if you would like, you can write this down in your Quran. Again, this is Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 283. And once you find this word on the bottom, you can recite or write down how you would normally recite this. So u'tumina, you can put alif with a dhamma, waw with a sukun, and then write ta mim nun, u'tumina. It's turned into u'tumina. And then if you like, you can also put this in English. You can put o, and then write tumina. However you will remember this. But just remember that this is one of the special cases of mad badal. Now we have a second case that we will cover. And this is going to be in Suratul Ahqaf. So in Suratul Ahqaf, ayah number 4. And the verse is فِالسَّمَاوَاتِ تُونِي. Okay, this is the verse. فِالسَّمَاوَاتِ تُونِي. So we have فِالسَّمَاوَاتِ تُونِي. We have Hamzatul الْوَصْل on the alif. There is no harakat on this alif. And then we have a Hamza with a sukun. So here this is فِالسَّمَاوَاتِ تُونِي. Okay, so now if I have decided to stop at فِالسَّمَاوَاتِ, and this is a good place to stop. I am allowed to stop here. So if I stop at fissamawat, how can I continue from the next word? So I have recited the Quran and I am saying fissamawat and then I stop. Now if I want to continue from this word, how can I stop? So now it is ituni. Ituni. We have hamza with a kasra, and then we have, we have alif with the kasra, and then we have hamza with a sukun. We have ituni. Now, to change this, we will turn this into ituni. Ituni gets turned into ituni. And again, this is a special case. So in Suratul Ahqaf, ayah number 4, if I am reciting this ayah and I have decided to stop after fissamawat, I will say fissamawat ituni bikitabin. Fissamawat ituni bikitabin. And if I continue, I will say fissamawati tuni. Now if I'm continuing, then you don't have to change anything, then you will recite it exactly the way that it is written. But for all of these, we are looking at if we have decided to start from this letter. So if we start from this word or we start from this letter, how can we recite it? So here we have fissamawati tuni. If we are continuing, you will just recite this with a hamza and a sukun, fissamawati tuni. But if I have decided to stop fissamawat and continue, then I will say ituni. And if you would like to write this down, it will be an alif with a kasra, ya with a sukun. This is a two count mad. And then tuni, we have ta waw nun ya. Ituni. So again, if I am continuing, fissamawat tuni, if I am stopping, fissamawat ituni bikitabin. So here now, this is another special case of mad badal, that if we are beginning from this word, we will turn this into a two count mad. This is similar to the one we just covered in Surah Al-Baqarah, alladhi tumina, and then we turn this into a two count mad, utumina. So this is why it is mad badil, because now it has been turned into a two-count mad. And we have a hamza with a haraka. We have hamza followed by a mad letter. So this is why this is also known as mad badil, because we have the hamza, and then after that we have the waw or ya mad following this. So this is why this is also classified as madbadal. So inshallah, today we will only cover these two, and then there are two more we will cover in the next class. But even if you are confused by the ruling, you are confused about why madbadal is recited like this, why is this a special case, you don't remember the exact situation of this case, you don't remember hamzat al-wasl, hamzat al-qatar, again, it's okay. This only appears 4 times in the Quran, and I have mentioned the ayahs and the surahs for 2 of them, and then in the next class I will mention the other 2. So as long as you have it marked somewhere, or if you just keep in mind these 4 areas, then you don't really need to remember any of the rules as long as you recite them correctly. Again, if you are stopping at the word before and then beginning from the next word. So if you are continuing in all of these situations, then you don't need to worry about madbadal. So even for Surah Ahqaf, Surah Baqarah, if I'm continuing Alladhi'tumina fis samawati tuni, then I don't need to worry about madbadal. You don't need to remember. But this is for if you are stopping and then you are beginning the next word that begins with Hamzatul Wasl, then you will apply madbadal. And not so much for Surah Al-Baqarah, but for Surah Al-Ahqaf, because this is a good stop. This is a good place to stop. Even in the Quran, you will see that there is the symbol of stopping. So you are allowed to stop at Fis-Samat, Fis-Samawat. This is one that you will see more often. So you may hear that Shuyukh as well are reciting this word as Ituni, and you might be confused that, you know, there's the Hamza here. So why are they reciting it as a 2-count Mad? And now you know the reason why. So again, if you are continuing the recitation, if you are not stopping, then you will recite it as normal with the Hamza. But if you have decided to stop and then begin the word with that hamza, then you will turn this into a 2-count mad. So again, fis samawat ituni, and then if I have stopped, I will say fis samawat ituni, and now this is a 2-count mad. So again, the verses one more time were Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 283, and Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 4. So these are the 2 that we're going to cover in this class. And then in the next class, we will cover the other 2. One is in Surah Yunus, ayah number 15. One is in Surah Tawbah, ayah number 49. Inshallah, in the next class, we will go over this again. And then we will look at these specific examples, go over how to recite them when we are stopping and when we are continuing. And then inshallah, go over madbadal one more time before we move on to our next topic. So inshallah, we will end here for today and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.